Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. You have the great...
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, The Modern Day Medium with Julie. Julie is a natural-born medium and healer working with the light, channeling messages and healing energy from spirit. Using natural healing and mediumship abilities, she has dedicated her life to helping many break through physical, emotional and mental trauma and grief. Julie offers practical, insightful and detailed help to help you feel the magic that is being connected to your inner soul. Please welcome Julie back to News for the Soul.
Hi, how you going?
I'm going. How are you going?
I'm doing wonderful. Trying to cope with all this energy shifting around, but other than that, I'm doing really, really well.
I know we say this almost every time, well, probably every time. The energy is crazier, it seems, every time.
Oh, my God, yes. It's like it gets, I don't want to say like worse. It just, like you said, yeah, it gets crazy. Like, it's more intense. So, I'm actually quite excited because the more intense it gets, the more kind of crazier it feels. It just, like, there's so much breakthroughs that come on the other end of it. So, I'm all for more intensity.
Yay. Well, let's get you to sort of recap, reintroduce yourself on the show and what we're doing here today. And we've got a couple callers already with their hands up. So
awesome.
After you've done that, we can get started.
So, yeah. Yay. So, yes, so my name's Joy, and I've been doing, since I was really, really young, I've been working with spirit, and probably since I was 16, more so in a professional manner. So, so at the moment, you know, I am doing a lot of mediumship readings and healings with people in my private practice, and have opened up the doors to move more into coaching with people as well. So, kind of really getting them to move through whatever their traumas, their blocks are, you know, creating goals, creating plans and stuff like that. And, you know, I am a medium, my background has always been in over 20 years in the corporate space, and I've done a lot of, you know, courses and workshops to be able to bridge the gap, is what I like to call it now, bridge the gap between, like, the modern era and spirituality, to kind of offer people a more holistic service, so to speak, as opposed to just giving them a reading, or if they were to go to a coach, just giving them, like, let's be goal-orientated and so forth. So I can really bridge the gap and allowing people to have a mixture of everything, which I think is, I'm super excited about it, which is hence the intensity of the energy that I'm loving at the moment.
Alrighty then. Well, let's go to caller 267. You're first up. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, it's Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jessica, how you going?
Hey, I'm good. Interesting things happening. So I saw, it was nice to see you on the list of when I just went to go see what was on Blog Talk. So I was like, I'll feature her. I haven't spoken to her in a while. So yeah, I'm curious what you're picking up. I'm still working on career, so anything around that? Curious what's coming through.
Okay. Let's have a look at your career space. Okie dokie. So I do think that the month of May was a little bit tricky for you when it comes to your career. And what I mean by tricky, I just feel like there was a lot of heaviness around you, almost like, you know, when you're forced to make a decision about something and forced to kind of like really go deep within. It wasn't almost like, I'm just going to sit back and be reflective. It did feel like there was so much heaviness to kind of like lock you into a position to be really reflective. I do think that this then kind of gave you a lot of strength as to where you are now. So even though we are focusing on your career, they keep saying that you do feel like you're in a little bit more of a lighter space as opposed to a limbo space. And I do feel like for you, they keep saying like this month does seem to be quite significant when it comes to like really cultivating what type of career you want moving forward. And they keep highlighting like my own business. So forgive me because I don't necessarily remember anything I say to people, but it does feel like I have two streams of like career opportunities here, which one indicates almost like my own business or working on my own stuff to kind of move into or to have as like a supplement. And then I have this other job here that I feel like, you know, one that pays the bills and it's okay. So, but I do feel like it's more about your own business and getting really clear on what it is that you want moving forward and what you want it to look like. I feel like there's, even though there was like this heaviness in May for you to kind of force you into this reflective space to kind of really understand where you're going, I still feel like there's an element of you that is maybe still slightly confused. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm like really confused.
Yeah. It's like they go like, oh, you know, she's got it. And it's like, oh, no, I'm confused again. Yeah, it's almost like as if it's still like this unclarity for you. But like I said, I do feel like this month there's going to be an opening. I feel like it might be more towards the later part of June, maybe like I feel like after some moon cycles, not the moon cycle that we just had last weekend. I feel like there's another moon cycle. So it's going to be after that particular one. I'm not sure where it sits or that type of stuff. But I definitely feel like around that moon cycle, I think you'll have a lot more clarity. And the other thing is, like, I keep getting told, like, for you, it is about you being of service. So I feel like whatever it is that you're doing within your career and where you should be going, it should be, like, of service. So that would mean if it's from a spiritual perspective, obviously doing something that, you know, you're helping people kind of move forward or healing. And if it's more from a business perspective, it'd be like where you have clients or you're managing projects. It has to be something where you are offering a product or a service or a solution to either an individual, a company, or a community. Does that make sense how that's come up?
Yes. Can I share some stuff about that?
Of course.
I don't want to cut off your reading, but mm-hmm. I do know there's other people online. So in May, I was very much focused on my animal healing work, and mm-hmm. I was like very much moving towards that, playing with the energy, mm-hmm. speaking to an animal rescue. Mm-hmm. I thought that I was going in that direction. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to work out, and it didn't just mm-hmm. yet. So I was like, that's mm-hmm. really weird mm-hmm. because you kept guiding me to really work on things related to that. Then what happened was mm-hmm. is like now I'm sort of like back in this event planning space, which is stuff I did many years ago, and I feel mm-hmm. confused about it because like I even went to an orientation today. It's not even a part-time job. It's just like random, you pick up random events and mm-hmm. you work. I'm just mm-hmm. working as a server, but like I kept looking at the event planners there, the event manager, and I'm like, I should be doing that job. I used to do that job. I kind of still want to do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what am I doing back here? I haven't done it for like maybe 15 years. I kind of turned my back on it. So I'm like, I don't really understand what's going on, and I need full-time pay. So and even before May, yeah. I was very much focused on like offering consulting services for like that retail store I was working for. And that didn't work out yet mm-hmm. either. So I'm like, what is, mm-hmm. you know, I want to get some stability going on here. So I'm just, I trust the journey, but it's like, it is confusing because it's like one minute we're in one direction and the next minute another direction. And also,
yeah. And I think for you,
That's the last part of it is that I need stable income to assist with the move. So
yeah,
wondering
exactly.
what's all of that.
Yeah, I think for you, I keep getting told like you are going through this spiritual awakening, or just an awakening, if you want to call it that. But I definitely feel like for you, it's interesting because if everything is leading you to be of service in some nature, I don't think that you need to give up the animal healing space, because I keep seeing like two streams of income coming for you. I think for you, it's more about like the event, anything that's consultative, whether it's event management or, again, it's more about imparting your knowledge. I think you would do better off being like managing the project, if that makes sense. So I would probably, from an everyday type of role, I would be looking more at that type of like, you say event management, I keep getting to like project management. So don't discount the fact that, like I think for you, sometimes locking yourself into a specific industry is where it gets a little bit chaotic for you. So I think if you can just go like, where can my skill sets be applied where I am managing a project? And event management is project management. It's just, you know, they call it event management because it's an event itself. But I still think that you are good at that project management type of role. So because there's a level of consultativeness that has to come into it. That's kind of where I'd be guiding you from your everyday work. But I also keep getting told, like, don't give up the animal healing, the animal communication. Healing keeps up or keeps coming up around you. So when you were talking to the animals, when you were working in that space, were you also working on providing healing for those animals, or was it just communication?
Oh, no, it is all healing, healing for the humans and animals, yeah.
Okay, all right. So it does feel like don't give up on that. I think sometimes for you, you'll go in to things thinking that's the one, and I think maybe that's kind of where we're getting a little bit mixed up for you. In the sense, I think for you, you are meant to do more than one thing. I don't think it's about you just doing the one thing and that's it for the rest of your life. I think, which is why sometimes you just give up on things. You're like, right, I'm going to turn my back on that. I don't want to do the event management anymore. I've left that go, da, da, da. Because I definitely feel like your destiny is to, one, be of service, two, have more than one stream of income, because you do like lots of different things. And neither of these jobs, so to speak, provide that security where, you know, you can get that security when you work for like an employer, but you don't want to do that because you feel locked in when you do that. So there's an element of you needing to be true to your authentic self, and you do like freedom. You like to be able to take time off when you need to and like work really hard when it's required from you. So I definitely feel like don't give up either or. I feel like, again, the event management, project management, that's kind of where you should go. So that's what I'd be looking for. And don't be afraid for it to be part-time work while you still build up this animal communication. I don't think that you necessarily need to like lock yourself into one thing. And I also keep talking about like your finances. I think you also need to look at everything and be like, well, you know what? What do I really need? What's going to make me happy? And I think sometimes we can lock ourselves into a way of living that we've always lived in the past. And we kind of bring that with us into the future stuff. And I feel like for you, it's just like, stop everything. Just take a step back. And I know that you're trusting in the process, but I also feel like all these little things that you're doing, that you've been doing, is taking you to that next level. But the animal healing communication, that's still part of your journey. And there's an element of like consultative nature in there. And they also could talk about like death of an animal. So you might also want to be looking at how do you help people either process the death of their pet, or maybe their pet goes through palliative care, things like that. So I feel like it's just about like bumping up the animal communication. But I definitely feel like, yeah, events management, consultativeness, project management for your everyday work, that I feel like that's going to come. Again, they keep saying clarity will come a lot more as to how you want to move forward with it towards the later part of June.
Okay, because I like that, and I was looking for project management because it has daytime hours rather than that's where I always feel so conflicted, because of events is like horrible hours.
Yep.
But I'm just trying to get something to connect so I can bring steady income in. So that's what's like, I agree with everything that you said, but it hasn't come together yet of like, yeah, here you go. We recognize your gifts and talents and you're hired. So,
and yeah,
then,
and I think for you, this way, yeah, sorry to cut you off, but just really quickly, you got to pull back from what you think you need. Does that make sense? So sometimes we lock, like I said to you before, we lock ourselves into a past belief that we need X, Y, Z in order to survive. I feel like I want you to take a step back and go, right, how many clients do I actually need for the animal healing to contribute to my overall financial situation that can see me like getting a house, pay my bills, live my life? And then what do I need from that project management side of things? And I feel like the moment you actually start looking for project management and kind of like pulling back a little bit, because again, I keep saying to me, it's not about full-time work for you. It's very much about contracts. It's very much about part-time. It's because you need some space, breathing space, thinking space for your spiritual aspect. It's like you've got to try and balance both. And I think for you, sometimes you just like, well, let me get my full-time job first and then I can focus on the animal communication. Because once I have my full-time job, then I've got more like almost like you're relaxed and you feel like you take the pressure off the financial situation where you feel like a bit stressed. So I feel like there is like a desperate energy that is coming out of you from a financial perspective. And I get it. There's fear for everyone in the world when it comes to finances, just because of how it's going. But you have to remember to take a step back from all of that fear. And it's more about going, right, I'm going to apply for something that I know I can do now. And it just kind of allows me to move into that space as opposed to, oh, I want that forever job.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing that always conflicts me too, because I know I'm like, why am I spending so much time on this? Because I know I'm going to be doing my own business. So it's a waste for me to, but, okay, I'll, I notice when you're speaking, I mean, it's really coming up for me of like, I'm still trying to like fix what I thought was past mistakes. And my past mistake was that I never got a full-time job, that I was always sort of floating around, and then there was never enough money. And I always got very shamed for doing that. But like, I know that that's the way that I work well, but I also like, so I think just in hearing you speak about it, I'm like, I think I just need to let that like guilt, that shame go, because I'm just trying not to like, I've been living in poverty for a long time and I'm trying not to do that anymore. So that's why it's like, go get a full-time job. Let's go do it.
Yeah. And I think for you, like I said, that doesn't work. Like for you, you have a number of different streams of income that will come through. So maybe honor that part of you rather than trying to mold yourself into something. So, yeah, don't feel guilty for who you are at all. Just work through those fears that you have, and you'll find that, you know, you're on a different path than where you were 15 years ago. So that'll bring you a lot more fulfillment.
Right. Okay. Yes. Thank you. I'm going to work on those things. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very, very, no problem. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great rest of June. Bye bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. Lines are packed. Let's move on to the next. Where are we going next? Let's go to. They're shifting around. 917. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much. Hi again. This is Karen from New York. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Karen.
Jean.
How are you going? Hello.
I'm good. Okay. Thank you. Today's been good so far.
Good.
Not every day is good. I just strive to work and keep the vibration up as much as possible, but I admit I've become a lot. Anyway, I wanted to... you have been guiding me from the start about my big tooth journey.
Yes.
And
yeah.
So I've got the implants, and I got the second stage of the implants, and waiting for that to heal. And I have to go and work on the bottom teeth, and you know, so the bite will work. And don't know if the insurance will approve the crowns. Well, are you getting anything about that? Yeah.
Okay, so is the question more about like the if the third operation is going to be okay and if the insurance will cover the next lot? Is that what you're asking for?
Yeah. One thing that's controversial, I'm not sure if they will cover, is crowns for the teeth in the front on the bottom.
Let's have a look. Okay. On the bottom part, yeah. Okay. First of all, before I get to that one, they keep saying to me, the second implant's going well, the healing for that is much better than the first time round. So I feel like you've got that a lot more sorted than the first implant that you guys did. So I'm really happy with that. So that's healing quite nicely. Okay. I do feel like the insurance is good. I keep getting to part payment. So you might find that there might be a little bit that's out of pocket, but nothing that you can't handle. But I do think that there is going to be a push for the insurance people to cover for most of that procedure. I even feel like the procedure is going to go really, really well. I still think it's towards the later part of this year. So are they planning on doing it towards the later part of this year? Because I feel like by the time I come into 2024, healing has taken place. Everything seems to be where it's meant to be. And I'm just and then it's the first 6 months of 2024, you're learning how your whole mouth operates again, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're talking about having me finished by the fall or sometime in the fall.
Yeah.
I don't
know. So is that September, October? I don't know when the fall was.
I think that's the latest that the dentist said, although she, we didn't get to work on the bottom yet, starting next week, I think.
Mm. Yeah, because they just say to me, by the end of this year, it'll your whole teeth will be sorted, and then it just feels like you might just be needing the first half of 2024 just to really work with your teeth, work with your mouth, all that type of stuff. Because I feel like you're still a little bit iffy about how everything is either placed or how it feels. And so when the bottom ones come on, I think it might throw you a little bit not in a negative way, but just being oh, this is kind of different. So just be mindful of that you definitely might need a good 6 months after all of this is sorted. Just to kind of integrate, the new teeth, the implants, how you speak, all that type of stuff. But I do think it's going to be really, really positive for you. I do think that you'll move, after all this is done, I do think that you'll move into a much better 2024. Not that 2023 has been bad for you. It's just been plagued a little bit with lots of healing and a lot of surgeries and stuff like that. But yeah, please don't worry about the insurance. I feel like they will cover majority of it. But I feel like there is going to be a part that maybe you will need to cover. I'm not sure if that's an excess or something along those lines. I'm not sure how your insurance cover does work over there, but they keep saying there's a part that you're going to have to cover. But I will, I do think it'll be fine. But the main thing is also, try and find that balance in your life as well. I feel like sometimes you isolate yourself either from people or from situations because of everything that's been going on. So just try and find that balance between you healing yourself and you putting yourself out there when it comes to your community, whether it's family, friends, and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, there isn't much of that.
So just feels you're kind of isolated a little bit. So just try and find that balance a bit, even if it means going out there. And again, they keep saying it's all got to do with your teeth and your healing. And, there is a level of decluttering going on. So I do think that you're trying to shift and change either your home or your location or your community. So that's insane. But I think 2024 is going to be a much nicer year for you where you feel more whole again. I just think this year is about repair and healing, not just the teeth, but the highlighting your home and your heart and family and things like that.
You know, about that, I kind of thought with the, this cheese business and everything that my body would suddenly release toxins and heal and repair itself. And actually, I've been feeling like I've been getting worse, suddenly, new symptoms and things popping up. I feel like I'm degenerating more than healing and regenerating.
Sometimes people mistake healing to be once you get healed, everything's amazing. But, true healing comes from detoxing the body. And because you're going through some health stuff, it makes sense that you're coming up with certain symptoms. Obviously, I always say to people, talk to your doctor about the symptoms just so they can kind of help you manage it. And now, you are quite a natural person in the sense that you probably use more organic things, or you don't necessarily Western medicine and stuff like that, and that's completely fine. I think there's certain things that you know you have had to take Western medicine side for the aspect of your teeth. So just know that I think your body is just releasing stuff, hence some of the symptoms that you are undergoing. And then I feel like that's probably why they say like 2024 is a much better year for you. So you might just find that the body, because it has been under stress with the healing, it's been under stress with like, you know, what's going on in your own personal space and home and things like that. It's just kind of like really purging stuff out of your system, right? And then coming into, like I said, 2024, that's, I feel like, where you'll feel the more of the regeneration aspect of you. Because don't forget, like, your teeth have been an issue for you for a really, 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 really long time. It wasn't just like they were an issue and then you got them fixed straight away. You know, this has been around you for quite some time, and then there's been a lot of heartache and a lot of heaviness and a lot of sadness for a couple of years as well. You know, so it's like now the universe is helping you really purge everything so you can step into like the later part of this year, early part of next year with a little bit more clarity and more of that rejuvenation energy. And that's where I feel like you'll feel the most healed. But healing itself doesn't necessarily mean that you wake up and it's all perfect. It's just that it's now gaining a lot of momentum for you to kind of really, like, finally get rid of all this in the body.
Okay. Well, can I ask, would that qualify for a urinary tract infection? I mean, I had a doctor's appointment a couple of weeks ago, and it showed up on the urine test, and I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was...
because, like, at the end of the day, like, you know, it's all... because a urinary tract infection just, you know, can come from different elements. Just, so don't forget, like, your body's releasing all of these toxins, and one way the body releases is through, you know, going to the bathroom or sweating it out or other aspects, you know what I mean? So it makes sense that there may have been a build-up in bacteria that then caused, you know, because you're like the kidneys are flushing stuff out, and the kidneys and the urethra and the, you know, where, you know, you urinate from, they're all connected. So it makes sense that there has been maybe a lack of kind of expenditure of that, and then it's kind of built up with a little bit of bacteria.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. That makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not doing anything wrong, right? You're healing and the body's releasing. So it's all good. But like I said, I always say to people, when there's symptoms that you're not sure about, go see your GP, and, you know, there'll be solutions there for you. Nothing feels like it's dire for you. Everything feels like it's about releasing and just letting things go. And if you want to know more about, you know, how the body relates, there's amazing books out there that talk about certain symptoms, what are the emotional connection or attachments to it. So there'd be something there to do with, like, UTIs or, you know, your uterus and things like that.
Okay. Right. Yeah, like Louisa and other people. Oh, haven't thought of that. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're very welcome.
So, is there anything else that Spirit thinks I should do to help this process along, or just what I've been doing?
I think for you, I feel like the things that you have been doing have been helping. But I also keep getting told, like, listen to your dreams. So you might be finding that you're having either vivid dreams, or there might be messages coming in through to you through your dream state. So just pay a little bit more attention to your dreams. And if you're someone who can't necessarily remember the dream straight away, then meditate.
Yeah.
So obviously there's something about you being in that, I guess, connecting to that subconscious element through spirit, where you're in that contemplative mode. They keep saying, like, if you can do more of that, you'll find that your stress levels will go down, and then that also brings about a sense of healing.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Lovely to speak to you again.
You too. Awesome and lovely as usual. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Thanks, Karen.
You.
Bye-bye.
Sorry?
Thanks, Karen. Keep in touch and be well. Okay, where are we going next? Holy moly. Let's go 434 next. 434. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
My name's Khalil, and I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hi. So would you say, what was your first name again? Sorry?
My first name's Khalil, and I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Khalil. Awesome. Yeah. How are you? What can I look at for you?
Hi. I was wondering if if things are going to change as far as like as far as people being open-minded about people who are handicapped. Like, because I'm with a group called Moms Demand Action, and I'm hoping that they don't just put responsibilities on me but not give me the rights, because I don't know if you know, but a lot of times people with disabilities, they're given a lot of responsibilities, and they're given the same punishment, but once they get to jail, they don't get the same rights. And it's the same thing with, like, other groups I've been involved in, like with the Mormon Church and with the group called Virginia Organizing. They saw me as equal when it came to their responsibilities, but, like, with the Mormon Church, they didn't care about my disability when it came to following the rules, but they cared when it came to me going on a trip alone. And I was wondering if things are going to change as far as society just treating people equally when it benefits them, or if I'm going to have to deal with that. Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Or if you're going to have to deal with that for the rest of your life or something. Okay. Let me have a look for you. Okay, so I feel like it is a bit of a slow process with the society or the area that you're in, or kind of like the state that you're in. But they also keep talking about, like, there is going to be a change in legislation, but I feel like it's a while away. So it's not like in the next couple of months. I feel like there's going to be there seems to be like a changing of the hands when it comes to government. So I'm not sure when the next election is for you guys, but when I say election, it could be like presidential, or it could just be your state itself. There might be like I think you guys have governors or something like that, but there seems to be like a change of hands when it comes to like who's in charge of certain laws and how they can change them within different states is kind of what I'm being told. So I feel, and I keep trying to number two, so I feel like the next 2 years you might find that it's still, there's a slight improvement, but it's still probably not where you want it to be. But then it feels like, again, they say like in the next 2 years there's going to be, and over the next 2 years, there's going to be an increase in looking at anyone that's disadvantaged. So whether that is with a disability or other aspects that they feel like they're disadvantaged. And this is going to start to, for your government, so to speak, to want to like change legislation and change how things are done. After that point, I feel like you will start to feel like a little bit less isolated, if that makes sense. Because at the moment, feel isolated.
I do. Because one of the things I'm going to say is, like, I don't want to just be equal when it comes to someone else. I want to be equal a lot, if not more. But, like, I don't want people to tell me I have this responsibility but not give me the rights, because I'm with Moms Demand Action. I'm hoping they don't do that, because, you know, that's the thing. It's
I feel like the place that you're at the moment, look, I feel like with them, they are a little bit better than kind of what you've had in the past or where you've worked in the past. I don't feel like they are very cut and dry anyway, so I feel like with them they would, if there was something that they needed to talk to you about, I feel like they would talk to you, if that makes sense. Because I'm not being shown that they're like cut and dry type of thing, like how you've had in the past. I feel like with you, because of all the stuff that you have gone through, I feel like it does cause you a little bit of anxiety, and I can feel that your emotions are running high at the moment, and it has kind of unsettled you, if that makes sense, Mark.
Yeah, it does.
I think for you the main thing is, I know, I keep being told like you would benefit from really connecting to like a lot of your spiritual gifts, that type of stuff. And I know like it's been hard for you because like there's a level of you feeling like needing to be perfect, or perfect in a particular way. And they're just asking you to kind of like let go of all of that, because there's been such heaviness in your thoughts and in your heart with all of this type of thing. I do think that things will shift. I think that where you are, they're a lot more, I guess, easier, more flexible to deal with. So I don't think it's going to be cut and dry if something was to to happen and then kind of having a conversation with you, even though I don't actually feel like anything is coming up for you in the near future that's negative. But I feel like you're feeling a lot of this fear. You're feeling a lot of, you know, your past hurts coming up to the surface. And that's probably why they're saying, like, you would benefit from either kind of connecting to your own spiritual gifts and connecting to a community like that for your own, like, hobbies and desires and passions. Yeah. But I also feel like having a look, and through that, I think that you'll gain a lot of healing and you'll gain a lot of clarity, and you'll also gain a lot of, I feel like you need a lot of strength and stability within your sovereignty, within your constitution, because I think that you've been, you know, pushed to the ends of the corners, you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like, I feel like you've been tugged at so much that you're kind of like lost a little bit, and we just need to kind of like almost like put you back together, so to speak, in the most nicest way I'm saying that. But I feel like you connecting to a spiritual group, not necessarily religious, I'm talking about spiritual meaning, like, you know, when they connect to spirit, like, you know, like mediums and healers and, you know, that type of stuff. That's what I feel like you would benefit the most, because I feel like they would be the most inclusive, but they'll also be able to help you, like, harness and expand your own growth, because that's what I feel like you are needing right now. You need that growth that comes from inside.
Because I feel like spirit would never contradict themselves on my disability, would not never say, I have to have all these responsibilities, but then as soon as I want the rights, they don't give it to me. Like, they don't, I don't, I feel like spirit wouldn't contradict themselves. You know,
Yeah, and you'll probably find that when you connect, I reckon you'll find that when you connect with more of the spiritual people, I feel like there'll be more opportunities for you within that space, that you will feel like whole again, that you will feel like, this is my tribe and this is my community, this is where I need to be.
So,
and I
basically,
think
you, I told,
you've been trying.
Sorry about that. Sorry, I cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I said to them is, like, I told the Mormon Church in the beginning, I didn't want them contradicting themselves upon my mental illness, saying, one minute I got to do all this stuff, but then the next minute I have to have someone go with me when it comes to going on a trip. I told them. You can't say, you know, you'll be treated equally once you get to heaven, but then maybe do all this work for nothing. You know, it's like, make up your mind.
Yeah, I completely understand where you're coming from. Yeah, and look, you know, that's what I'm saying. I think for you, you're better off suited for, like I said, the spiritual aspect, which is more about inclusivity. It's a different level. Like, I'm not necessarily a religious person. I believe there's a God and there's a divine, and I believe all of, you know, the beautiful, you know, angels and ascended masters and Jesus. I believe in all of that, those people existed here on earth at one point in one time. But I'm not necessarily, I don't necessarily like to be confined by religion or rules and stuff like that. So hence why spirituality in its truest form definitely works for me. And I think it's something that will work for you, because I think what's happening is you have a natural nature about you to be perfect, and so you've placed yourself in society or in different communities that require perfection. And I think it's just something that you're striving for yourself, because you look at your disability as less than, and I think it's super important that you don't look at your disability as less than, but that you are perfect as you are, and you were made that way by God, by the divine. So there is something beautiful and special about you. So please go and connect with people who will equally find you as perfect as you currently are and as beautiful a human as you currently are. Okay?
Yeah, because I was questioning the Mormon Church when they were contradicting themselves. I was questioning them. Not questioning them, questioning the whole Mormon Church, but just the people. Because that happened twice with two different missionaries.
Okay.
They saw me equal just to benefit themselves, just to benefit the church, but when it came to other things, I had to ask permission to have someone to supervise me. And that happened with Virginia Organizing, too. That's a place in Charlottesville, Virginia.
And look, you know, at the end of the day, you know, church is out for some people, church is out for not everyone. So I think for you, it's definitely not for you based on how you feel, your constitution, your energy, what it is that you've come here to do, where for other people it's probably amazing and it's helped them and saved them and all that type of stuff. So, but I think for you, if you can kind of start to look at other ways to gain that support, I think that's more, that'll be more beneficial for you.
I will. Well,
okay,
I appreciate
beautiful.
Talking with
so
you.
Lovely to talk to you. Oh, it's lovely talking to you as well. Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for calling. Keep in touch. Let us know how you go. And where are we going here? Next up is 203. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, Pat. How are you going?
Oh, good, thanks. I think I've listened to your show a number of times, but I don't think I've had a chance to speak with you. I've been impressed.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you're through now.
Thank you. Do you just a reading with what you pick up, or do you need a question?
Yes. But no, I don't need a question. Just kind of like focus on like whatever comes through.
Sure.
Okay, awesome. Let's have a look for you. I feel like I want to focus a little bit on your connections and your heart space because that's kind of like where I feel the most. Okay, and they keep talking about like I feel like the heart area for you has had like a renewal or it's kind of going through renewal. So that would indicate there's been like either some heaviness or sadness of late. And they keep showing me like, hey, 1, 2, 1, 2. So I feel like the last 12 months to 2 years, I feel like, has there been some loss around you within the last 2 years? Because I feel like there's a heaviness around your heart.
3 years have been the hard, I've had a really hard life. Past 3 years
okay.
have been the hardest ever. Yeah.
Okay.
On all levels.
All right. And this is what, on all levels. Okay. And I feel like for you, again, they keep talking about like your connection. So I feel like, because I can see people from the other side kind of like signaling to me. So I feel like within these, I know you said like the last 3 years have been difficult, but the last 2 have been quite really, really hard or burdensome. And they are highlighting there's people that have crossed over within that time frame for you.
Yeah.
And there's almost like there's a loss because like they talk about your heart space. I do feel, and they also talk about like your finances and your career. Okay.
Yeah.
So it does feel like you've had a lot of loss, a lot of change.
Can I confirm? I lost 3 people, 2 of my best friends in 1 week this past year. So you're absolutely right.
Oh, my
right.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, so sorry to hear that. Okay, so that's probably why I'm seeing a few people and they're like ushering me to come over. Okay, let's have a look. So you lost, so you said 2 best friends in 1 week?
3 people and 2 were my 2 best friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And all 3 went in the 1 week?
Yes. And none,
oh
none
my God.
By COVID.
Okay. Okay. All right. Because there's 2 that say they were unwell, though, so that's kind of
yes.
what keeps coming up.
Yes.
Okay. And did these 2 friends know each other? Because they stand side by side on the other side as well.
No, they don't. That's nice. Actually, one was a medium from the UK that I met on Blog Talk Radio, and we became friends just, you know, over the phone and Zoom for years. I love this man. He was so special. Very old-fashioned mediumship.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, yeah, because they come through together, just so you know. And I was like, do they know each other or not? But they're standing side by side, which is really lovely. And it makes sense if you're one of them is a medium. okay, let's have a look. Now, he taught you a lot as well. So it wasn't just like you, it's not just you were like just friends and chit-chatting or he was giving you readings. He keeps saying you like he would have taught you about either mediumship or spirituality. So I feel like you've learned a lot from him. Is that true?
Yes, he shared everything. And in between the lines, he talked a lot about heart and goodness. Yeah.
No, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because all of a sudden, like, the heart was the main thing I was told I need to focus on for you. So please know that your friends are very much safe and at peace on the other side. I feel like with him, I feel like he's teaching people still here in the physical world. So those who he felt the most connected with, he's telling me that he still comes to people either in their dreams or he'll drop kind of like signs and synchronicities because he says, like, I'm still trying to teach people on the other side. I feel like he went before his time as well, though. So and that's how he says to me. So he felt he had more to show, to give, to kind of help people. So he's a little bit, like, if you had to be disappointed about something, he was just like, I wish I could have been there for more people.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I had more, he had more left in him is what he says to me, even though he was, like, he was, like, one of the ones who may have been unwell. But he kind of, like, took it in his stride. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So his illness, he did take it in his stride.
Yeah.
And he's missed by a lot of people. So I know that you were quite close to him, but I feel like he touched many, many people's lives. So was he quite well-known in the UK or well-known as a medium?
He was, and, you know, he did sometimes mm-hmm. weekly or monthly. I don't know what they're called over there, but now his wife or partner continues it, and she's just devastated, you know. So, yes, he was loved.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of love around him. And like I said, yeah, he must be well-known because he keeps saying to me, like, yeah, there's so many people that miss his presence. Look, his partner or his wife, she's definitely doing a good job with keeping up the stuff after he's gone, and he's trying to help her. But I feel like it might be worthwhile her looking at other avenues. It's almost like as if he doesn't want his legacy to be, like, gone, but he also wants her to kind of do her own thing as well.
Okay.
That's what keeps coming up straight away. So whether she listens into the show or not, that's kind of what's come through. But I'm sure she knows it. I'm sure he talks to her on the regular. Now, with you, though, I feel like, interestingly enough, he's, like, laughing at me because did he ever say to you that you were quite spiritual, that you were quite gifted? Because it says, like, she doesn't use her gifts often.
Say it again.
He's laughing at me because it says, like, you don't use your gifts often. So he would have told you that you were probably gifted.
Yeah.
And I feel like for you, you need to kind of connect back with that. So I know that you had him, but I feel like it's super important that you find either another, like, development circle or another medium or something along those lines that can help you through your gifts and so forth, because I feel like there's a massive shift that can happen for you the more that you connect back to yourself. That's what keeps coming up around you straight away. Okay?
Yeah.
And look, things are looking up already. Like, even though, like, you've had, like, everything in your life change, like, I can see that things are looking up and they are going to be a lot more brighter. I feel like one of your power months is going to be, like, November is what keeps coming up. When I say that, it's a power month because I feel like there's going to be immense healing in the heart. You'll release a lot of the guilt that you have felt. I don't know why you feel guilty, but there's an element of feeling guilt, and you're going to move more into, like, gratitude. So I don't know if you've been feeling like, why is this happening to me? What did I do wrong? Da, da, da. But I feel like you're going to start to move more into this gratitude space for you, because I feel like you're in this space of healing. Okay. But you also got to step out of your comfort zone. Okay.
Okay.
And that's why I feel like working more on your own mediumship gifts or whatever your gifts and talents are within the spiritual realm, that's something that really needs to come through for you in order for you to gain the most out of this time, because I feel like you're being activated. And I know that sounds really weird when I say it, but I feel like sometimes you feel weird. You know, do you know what I mean? Like, whether you, like, get a buzzing sound in your ear or something. Like, there's an element of you're going, hang on a moment, but I feel a bit different at the moment.
Yeah.
So you are going through an activation process. So, you know, follow that through. You are moving through this space of, like, enlightenment and growth. So, but I feel like you need the right people around you in order to really harness that power. So, you know, have a look at, what other people are doing and things like that, and where you can gain extra knowledge and, development for your own talents.
Okay. So does he think I will find someone, a mentor?
I really do. I feel like that you also got to, let him go, if that makes sense. And that's what I feel like before I was saying, like, you know, you have a lot of guilt about moving on from your family, your friends, you know, people that have, like, completion stage. You're in this kind of, like really needing to let go and being okay with it. Like, you're not, you're not hurting anyone. You're not forgetting anyone just because you're moving into different spaces. Yeah, you're meant.
Will he connect with me and send me messages?
Yeah, definitely. But I feel like you do need someone here in the physical world to help you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, he does say, you're, like, you know, you are meant to be of service. So I feel like you got to also put yourself out there. Like, there's one thing to say, like, oh, okay, yeah, I think I'm ready. But there's another thing to you actually doing that and letting go of any guilt of, like, oh, well, if I go to this other medium, does that mean, like, you know, he's not going to talk to you anymore. No, that doesn't work that way. Okay. He will continue to talk to you.
Okay? He probably knows this, but you can you give him the message? This out of total respect for he and his partner. If he wasn't connected with her, I would have proclaimed my love to him. He was one of the very few people in my life that
I actually saw at the beginning, like, I was just like, oh, I think I wasn't like, I saw that he had someone, but I was like, oh, I wonder if you fell in love with him. I'm glad that you said it, because I feel like, he is an amazing human being. And I think it's very normal for you to have loved him as much as you did. And I think it's beautiful that, you know, you honor that and he's honoring that as well. Amazing. I think you're an amazing human, and I think he was exceptionally talented. And you know, you can still honor that connection, but allow yourself now to move forward.
Great. This was lovely. Really lovely.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad. Oh, I'm really glad. Oh, you're very, very welcome. You enjoy the rest of your evening.
God bless. Thank you, Nicole. God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. Well, we've got like a couple minutes to the top, so apologies to the rest of the callers, but try again next time. In the meantime, Julie, what have you got for us in the neighborhood of shameless self-promotion?
Woohoo! Okay, so, shameless promotion. If anyone wants to work with me, because I do work all online, I obviously connect with a lot of people around the world, so the way you can work with me is either through your own reading and healing. So I do offer readings and healings for people, as I do here on the radio show, and I also work with people in a coaching capacity. So for those who want to delve a little bit more deeper, work through certain aspects of their life, I have two different coaching programs. One goes for a month and a half, and one goes for 3 months. So if either of those options entice you, then I would definitely ask you to reach out. You can get me on my Instagram page, which is at modern.day.medium, or you can head over to my website, which is www.moderndaymedium.com.au. And I'm super excited. I love the work that I'm doing, and I love kind of where I'm moving and shifting. And just before I like wrap everything up, I just wanted to quickly give a message to everybody. So anyone who is feeling like they are in lack of, or they are going through grief, because grief doesn't have to come from losing someone. Grief can come from having to let go of who you once were. Just remember to do your affirmations, to do your prayers, whatever brings you back to peace, brings you back to center, do that. Don't allow your insecurities to stop you from moving forward, because as you let go of the past and the version of you, naturally your insecurities, like, you know, that little devil voice in the back of your head, the self-sabotaging voices will come through. But just remember, this is all leading you to your path of enlightenment. And if you are working really, really hard on your projects, on your ideas, on your goals, on your path, just know that a miracle is around the corner. Okay, we are moving into a really, really positive space. So that's what I'd like to say.
Beautiful. And right to the top, it was great to get some calls, and looking forward to next time with you already. Julie, take care.
Yes. You too. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye.
Julie's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Thank you.